The first reading is a reading from the book of Numbers. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses on the pretext of the marriage that he had contracted with a Cushite woman. They complained, "Is it through Moses alone that the Lord speaks? Does he not speak through us also?" And the Lord heard this. Now Moses himself was by far the meekest man on the face of the earth. So at once the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and Miriam, "Come out here, you three, to the meeting tent." And the three of them went. Then the Lord came down in the column of a cloud, and standing at the entrance of the tent, called Aaron and Miriam. When both came forward, he said, "Now listen to the words of the Lord. Should there be a prophet among you in visions, will I reveal myself to him? In dreams, will I speak to him? Not so with my servant Moses. Throughout my house, he bears my trust. Face to face, I speak to him, plainly and not in riddles. The presence of the Lord, he beholds. Why then did you not fear to speak against my servant Moses?" So angry was the Lord against them that when he departed and the cloud withdrew from the tent, there was Miriam, a snow-white leper. When Aaron turned and saw her a leper, he said to Moses, "Ah, my Lord, please do not charge us with this sin that we have so foolishly committed. Let her not be thus like the stillborn babe that comes forth from its unborn womb with its flesh half consumed." Then Moses cried to the Lord, "Please, not this. Pray, heal her." The word of the Lord. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Have mercy on me, O God, in your kindness and the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt and of my sin cleanse me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. For I acknowledge my offense and my sin is always before me. Against you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned, that you may be justified in your sentence and vindicated when you condemn. Indeed, in guilt I was born, and in sin my mother conceived me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not off from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat, and he proceeded to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came forward, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. And when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to the land of Gerasene. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all who were sick and begged him that touched the tassel, only the tassel of his cloak. As many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see today two instances of faith. Faith not good, faith very good. So here Peter, he says, "Okay, let me walk on the water," and Jesus says, "Come." But then he fell. And then Jesus rebuked him and says, "Why did you doubt? Where is your faith? Why did you doubt?" And then you get the people who came and they just thought, if I can touch the tassel of his cloak, I can be healed. And as many as touched it were healed. Here were people who had great faith and were healed. And so it is in our lives that we got to make sure that we keep our eyes on Jesus and his power, not on us and our weakness. And again, that's what Peter did. He looked around, he saw the storm, he looked back, he saw his past, he looked at himself. I'm not walking on water, this is me. And all those things kept the miracle from going on until he cried out unto Jesus. So too, today you can focus on your problems, you can focus on your sins, you can focus on all the things that bother you and fall and fall and fall. Or you can focus on Jesus and miracles can happen. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray.